The Smut Revolution, From Taboo to Trend. Written by Skylar Busa. Narrated by Margaret Christel. Trigger warnings. This book explores the history, psychology, and impact of smut in literature, fan fiction, and popular culture. Due to the nature of the topic, readers should be aware that the content includes discussions of explicit sexual content, analysis of erotic literature, language, and themes, taboo and forbidden fantasies, exploration of controversial and sensitive themes in smut writing, censorship and restricted content, discussions on banned material, platform restrictions, and ethical debates, power dynamics and consent, examination of smut tropes, including those involving complex relationships, psychological and emotional themes, analysis of why people engage with smut, including fantasy fulfillment and deep-seated desires, sexuality and identity, exploration of LGBTQ+ representation, kink culture, and societal perspectives on erotic fiction. This book is intended for mature readers and aims to provide an educational, analytical, and objective approach to the subject matter. Additionally, each chapter begins with a fictional smut story that contains explicit scenes pertaining to these topics. Reader discretion is advised. Smut, noun. From Old English, smetten, to stain, defile. Over time, the meaning evolved to refer to indecent or risque material, particularly in literature. Originally used in a negative or censorious sense, modern usage, especially in online communities, has reclaimed smut as a neutral or celebratory term for sexually explicit fiction. Foreword. There is a reason your pulse quickens when you turn to that one particular scene in a book. The one where tension spills over, where restraint shatters, and where characters surrender to something primal, something undeniable. That moment, the one so many readers secretly crave, is smut. Once whispered about behind closed doors, hidden beneath the guise of guilty pleasures, smut has clawed its way into mainstream literature, proving that what was once considered taboo is now a genre in its own right. From centuries-old erotic manuscripts to today's best-selling scorchers, smut has evolved, adapted, and seduced millions along the way. But why do we read it? Why do we write it? And why does society continue to both embrace and condemn it in equal measure? Each chapter in this book begins with an excerpt, an unfiltered glimpse into the heart of smut, before shifting to the forces that shape it, the way it has been challenged, censored, and celebrated. Some scenes will linger, some may provoke, but all of them exist because smut, at its core, is more than just raw lust. It is a reflection of desire, fantasy, and the ever-changing boundaries of storytelling. So, turn the page. But be warned, once you indulge, there is no going back. 1. The History and Evolution of Smut. Chapter 1. The Origins of Smut, Historical Erotic Literature and Its Evolution. Excerpt. She had found the first note at the library house in Greenwich. Much of her Sunday afternoons were spent strolling through the lusciously filled shelves, tracing her gloved fingers across the spines of the novels. Eventually, she would find one that captured her attention, and she took it home for the week. Reading was her passion. It was where she could lose herself in the words that were not hers, in a fantasy that became her indulgence with every new page. The first note had been cautious, merely an inquiry disguised as polite discourse. Tucked between the pages of Cicero's Orations, it bore no signature, only the slanted hand of a well-educated writer and a single question. Do you believe desire is born of the mind or the body? She held the small piece of paper for a long time, trying to remember the other patrons from the day she had picked up this particular volume, but naturally, it was pointless. She had not paid attention to anything but books that day. If there had been someone watching her, she wouldn't have noticed. She caught herself lifting the note to her nose, wondering if it had a scent, but there was none. Just the stuffy dust smell that old books had, but the mystery had already taken a hold on her. Surely it could be a coincidence, words not even meant for her, But to imagine that it was a secret message for her eyes only was absolutely thrilling.